He actually made his living at one point playing piano in some of the bars in San Francisco when he was going to college. He came to Reno. He had enough money to buy quite a few properties to use for his sign business along South Virginia and along 4th Street. Those were the two main corridors for tourism and business. How he managed to get the monies to do that, I never heard that story. But as a result of purchasing those properties for the purposes of his sign business, it evolved into the motel business after he sold the sign business. With the availability of structural steel and that sort of thing, billboards became quite a bit more substantial. Lease arrangements with the national sign companies, they would come in and lease the piece of property, and then they would put in a permanent sign. I mean, those were truly pretty permanent, as opposed to when my grandfather was doing it, and they were simply wooden structures. And there was a lot of maintenance involved in those, and I remember my grandfather was always concerned about when we would have windstorms around here, because he was always afraid that, and he knew that some of his signs would be blown over. So then the maintenance and the cost associated with that would be coming up the next day or two.